Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Countdown to Riches 21 Days of Wealth Attracting Habits is a nonfiction self-help and personal finance book by Rhonda Byrne, best known for The Secret. Framed as a 21-day program, it presents wealth building as a mental and emotional discipline rather than a technical investing manual. The book argues that financial struggle is rooted in thought patterns, especially scarcity thinking, and that changing one's inner relationship to money can change outward circumstances. Its purpose is practical and motivational to give readers simple daily practices that can be integrated into ordinary life and repeated until they become habits. The book also extends Byrne's larger law of attraction framework by focusing specifically on money, gratitude, abundance, and the removal of fear around financial decisions. As positioned by publisher descriptions and promotional material, it is aimed at readers who want a structured, accessible path to financial freedom without relying on complex financial jargon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 21-day structure turns abundance ideas into a daily practice. The book is not presented as a loose collection of inspirational ideas. Its central design is a 21-day sequence of practices that gives readers a clear, time-limited framework for change. That structure matters because it translates an abstract philosophy into repetition, which is how new habits are actually formed. Rather than asking readers to simply believe in abundance, the book asks them to engage with one manageable action at a time. This makes the material more usable for people who have already encountered self-help or manifestation concepts, but have struggled to apply them consistently. The 21-day format also gives the book a coaching, like feel it suggests progression, discipline, and momentum. In the context of financial anxiety, this structure may be especially appealing because it reduces overwhelm. Readers are not asked to overhaul every aspect of their finances at once. Instead, they are encouraged to begin with mental and emotional routines that can later shape practical behavior. The format is therefore one of the book's main selling points because it makes a broad spiritual idea feel operational and repeatable. Secondly, scarcity mindset is treated as the core obstacle to financial change. A defining claim in the book is that financial struggle comes primarily from thought patterns, especially a scarcity mindset. This is the conceptual center of the work and the point that distinguishes it from conventional money advice. Instead of focusing on budgeting, market knowledge, or income strategy, the book identifies inner scarcity as the deeper blockage that keeps money from flowing. In Byrne's framework, beliefs about lack influence attention, emotional reactions, and decision-making, which then reinforce the same financial outcomes people want to escape. This idea gives the book its logic: if the mind creates the pattern, then changing the mind should change the pattern. Whether a reader accepts that premise literally or interprets it psychologically, the message is consistent. It reframes money problems as partly relational and perceptual, not only numerical. That makes the book relevant to readers who feel stuck despite trying practical solutions, because it addresses the frustration of repeated failure at the level of self-talk and expectation. The scarcity mindset theme is also important because it explains why the book emphasizes inner work before outer results. Thirdly, gratitude is used as a financial practice. Not just an attitude, one of the most distinctive features of the book is its treatment of gratitude as an active financial tool. In the promotional material and related commentary, gratitude is presented as especially important when money is going out, because it changes the emotional signal attached to spending. Instead of responding to bills, purchases, or obligations with anxiety, the reader is encouraged to approach them with trust and openness. This is a notable shift, because it turns ordinary financial moments into opportunities for mindset training. The logic behind the practice is that fear around outgoing money can create resistance, while gratitude helps the person remain receptive to future inflow. Even for readers who do not accept the metaphysical claim, the practice has a clear psychological value. It interrupts panic, reduces compulsive stress, and may support more thoughtful decisions. This makes gratitude more than a sentimental theme. It becomes a behavioral discipline that reshapes a person's relationship to spending and provision. Within the book's overall approach, gratitude is therefore not an accessory to wealth, but one of the mechanisms through which abundance thinking is sustained. Fourthly, wealth-attracting habits are meant to replace old emotional responses to money. The book emphasizes habits because the author's broader argument depends on repetition and consistency. Wealth, in this view, is not created by a single insight, but by daily practices that gradually replace long-standing emotional reactions to money. These habits are described as simple and easy to incorporate into ordinary life, which lowers the barrier to entry for readers who may feel intimidated by financial self-improvement books. The focus on habit also reflects the idea that money behavior is not purely rational. People often respond to financial events with fear, control, attachment, or resistance, and those reactions can sabotage clarity. By introducing new habits, the book aims to retrain those automatic responses. This is where it differs from books that concentrate only on technical skill. The point is not simply to teach people how to manage money better, but to help them become the kind of person who can remain open, calm, and consistent around money. The habit-based approach also supports the promise of long-term maintenance, not just attracting wealth, but keeping a stable relationship with it once it appears. Lastly, the book extends the secret by narrowing the focus to money and practical access points. Countdown to Riches clearly belongs to Rhonda Byrne's larger law of attraction body of work, but it narrows that philosophy into a more specific financial application. Readers familiar with The Secret will recognize the emphasis on thought, belief, and attraction, yet this book is more targeted in its purpose. It is less about introducing the overall doctrine and more about applying it to financial freedom through a day-by-day guide. The inclusion of a downloadable audio app with affirmations, as noted in publisher and official materials, reinforces that practical orientation. It turns the book into a multi-format experience rather than a text-only inspirational read. This helps explain its market position. It is designed for readers who want accessible spiritual encouragement tied directly to money concerns, especially those who feel they have already tried conventional approaches without success. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out because it does not teach spreadsheets, debt strategy, or investing mechanics. Compared with more general manifestation books, it is more concrete and time-bound. That combination gives it a distinctive place in the self-help and abundance genre. In conclusion, Countdown to Riches is best suited to readers who want a structured, belief-based approach to financial change rather than a conventional personal finance manual. It will likely appeal to followers of Rhonda Byrne, readers of The Secret, entrepreneurs under financial stress, and anyone who feels stuck in repeated patterns of worry, resistance, or scarcity thinking. The practical value of the book lies in its simplicity. It offers a short daily framework, a focus on gratitude, and a way to examine the emotional habits that shape financial behavior. Intellectually, it is useful as an example of how the law of attraction has been adapted into a more narrowly targeted, habit-centered format. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of a fixed 21-day structure, a direct emphasis on money rather than general well-being, and the added audio affirmation component. It does not compete with technical finance titles on analysis or strategy. Instead, it offers a different kind of intervention, one built around attention, repetition, and inner state. Readers should approach it as a mindset and habit book with a financial theme, not as a guide to budgeting or investing. If you would like to support Rhonda Byrne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.